Hi, my name is Mike Chen, and I'm the Study Skills Coordinator for the Learning Strategy Center at Cornell University. I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about time management. In particular, a very important part of time management, time awareness. Now, for college students, the first and maybe the most important step in time awareness is to get a picture of the semester, or trimester, or quarter, or term. The best way to get a picture of the semester is with a semester calendar. We have one you can download now or at the end of the program. If you would like to download it now, click pause. Now, what I'm going to show you how to do with this calendar, you can certainly adapt to your planner or to a calendar program on your computer or your phone. I do, however, think that this simple piece of paper has its advantages, the main one being that it can show you your entire semester at a glance. The calendar we're looking at here is for a fall semester, and it has marked on it Cornell's fall break and Thanksgiving break. Now, what you want to do is to gather together all of your syllabi for all of your classes, and if you want to do that right now, you can click pause. Now that you have all your syllabi, start going through them carefully, looking for important dates. The first dates you probably want to look for are exam dates. Write those down on your calendar. Then look for dates of big papers and big projects. We want to start with the most important things. If you have classes with lots of small assignments, you have to make a little bit of a judgment call as to how many of those you can put down on the calendar without cluttering it up too much. Another thing you want to put on the calendar are significant events. By significant, I mean events that will impact your schedule. So if you're an athlete, put down your games, including travel time for away games. If you're going to be part of a performance, put that down. If there's a concert you really don't want to miss, if there's an important social event, your parents or best friend are coming to visit, put those things down on the calendar. And if you can do it, it often helps to use color to differentiate between all these different things, tests, papers, projects, and events. And if you'd like to start doing that now, you can click pause. Now, as you start getting all of these dates down on your calendar, you will most likely begin to notice areas like this, a week with more than one exam, or like this, a week with more than one exam and a personal event the weekend before that will cut into the time you have to study for your exams, or like this, a week with more than one exam plus a paper, or two, and a personal event the weekend before that will cut into the time you have to study for your exams and to write your papers. Most college students have at least one or two stretches like this throughout the term, often in the middle and again at the end with final papers, projects, and of course final exams. These are crunch times. Year after year, semester after semester, I meet with students who have just barely managed to make it through a crunch time that took them by surprise. If you can find the crunch times in your calendar, you will have a good, useful picture of your semester, and you will have good time awareness of what you will be facing and when, and that can make a big difference. I'd have to say, of all the study skills and time management techniques that I work on with students, this simple semester calendar is probably the one thing that more people have told me has made their lives in college more manageable.
Hi, I'm Joy Nduka, Cornell class of 2010. Good time management is one of the most important keys to success in college, and I'm going to talk with you about some of the techniques I found to be helpful. On weekdays, I spend most of my day going to classes. The time between classes is like hitting time. You can use it well, or you can waste it. I think it's important to go right to the library to study between classes or to office hours instead of just hanging out. You may be tempted to take a 2 or 3 hour lunch break if your schedule allows, but don't do it. If a class introduces especially difficult concepts, It's a great idea to summarize your lecture notes right after class to help you understand it better, and to spend some time before class reviewing your notes from last time. Another source of hidden time is the time you might spend waiting online or for an appointment. I like to have something to study, like flashcards, so that instead of being frustrated while I'm waiting, I can use the time to study for an upcoming prelim. It's very important to use your weekends productively. Going to the library to study should be a regular part of your weekend pattern. You should still make sure to have time for fun and relaxation, but you'll be able to relax more if you've planned your time out and are sure that you'll be able to accomplish all that you need to do. Planning your time in segments is key. For example, don't plan on studying one subject all day, even before an exam. Study in chunks of time, say 60 to 90 minutes, to keep the topic fresh in your mind and keep yourself from becoming bored or distracted. Some steps to being productive include making a schedule, which you can put in a Cornell planner or some form of paper to make it concrete. I also like to make a to-do list where I consider which tasks ought to get top priority. Making a semester calendar where you can see all of your major events for the semester, such as exams, paper, projects, and personal events, is also very helpful, so you're not caught unprepared when you have a lot due in 1 week. Make studying fun. Try doing something productive for a certain time, then treat yourself for a limited time afterwards by checking Facebook or getting a healthy snack. If you're having a hard time getting started on an undesirable assignment, give yourself at least 5 minutes to get started on it. Chances are, you'll find yourself into that assignment because you've already gone too far and you're finally getting the hang of it. If procrastination is a problem for you, have in mind that your goal should be to just start a project, not to finish it. Some things that I found to make class work easier and enable you to get the grades that you want include going to office hours and review sessions, and studying in groups or with friends. Even studying over the phone can be time-saving and effective. Using your time well is essential to your success at Cornell and beyond, and hopefully you find some of these tips effective. Good luck.